Well, the Brazilian agriculture minister announced Wednesday that the country's Chamber on Foreign Trade approved a recommendation to impose a 20% tariff on U.S. ethanol imports after a 600 million liter tariff rate quota. Brazilian media reporting the tariff will be in effect for 2 years. This will make it much more difficult for U.S. ethanol to access a large and growing market. The U.S. Grains Council, Renewable Fuels Association, and Growth Energy issued a joint statement saying they were disappointed and discouraged to see the ruling in Brazil. The statement says, given the tremendous volume of information we provided to Brazil that demonstrated how misguided a tariff would be, it seems politics prevailed today and Brazilian consumers lost. They say imposing a tariff on U.S. ethanol will only hurt Brazil's consumers by driving up costs when they fill up at the pump. The action also goes against one of Brazil's own long-standing beliefs that tariffs are inappropriate and will effectively lose off an open bilateral trade relationship that benefits all parties involved. The groups will work through all of the channels available to encourage that this idea is reversed immediately. While agriculture is looking for every way possible to boost farm exports at a time when other trade revenues seem to be limited or closed, TPP, that's off the table. The NAFTA renegotiations may or may not bear fruit, and U.S.-imposed sanctions on China over North Korea could invite retaliation. So where does U.S. agriculture go? One answer came recently when U.S. efforts to remove existing trade barriers paid off. National Pork Producer spokesman Dave Warner on Argentina's opening to U.S. pork.
Argentina is the third largest economy in Latin America. Its per capita income is higher than Mexico's, and Mexico is our number two market. So, yeah, this is a big deal.
Well, the U.S. has also made some inroads in the South African market, but Warner says the pork industry is pressing for a bigger opening. Sales in the EU are just a fraction of U.S. pork exports. Closed markets include Russia and India. Warner says export sales remain the answer to boosting domestic prices.
In increasing our exports, we increase the value of our animals and the amount of money that hog farmers get for selling their animals.
While the same demand price boost for grain that faces GMO barriers in the EU and China, Warner says the big answer is still free trade agreements.
Because through those agreements, we eliminate all of the tariff and non-tariff barriers to U.S. pork, increase our exports.
For now, though, new trade deals seem to be on hold as the U.S. works to improve NAFTA. But as NAFTA's fate hangs in the balance, the U.S.'s trade partners are not waiting, but working on trade deals of their own. And they're doing it without the U.S. Well, we'll take a break here. When we come back, Minnesota dairy industry announces new Princess K of the Milky Way. It's done at the Minnesota State Fair. That comes your way next.